Hello there, I'm Richard O'Brien, and you're at post 28 of the Happy Valley and Farthing Downs Nature Trail. To the left of this path is a row of mature yew trees, which can be recognised by their shiny dark green needles and by fleshy crimson berries found on the female trees at certain times of the year. Yews are the longest living trees in Britain, with some of them thought to be up to 5,000 years old. Yew trees are strongly associated with churchyards, and numerous reasons have been proposed for this connection. It's likely that several of these theories are probably true. There are over 500 churchyards in England containing yew trees, which predate the buildings themselves. Because of its long life, the yew was a sacred tree in pre-Christian times and were planted on pagan religious sites. It's thought that the Christian churches were later built upon these locations, and that's one of the reasons why yews are found in churchyards today. Another explanation could be that in the 12th century, yews had to be planted in every parish by law for the making of longbows, and it's thought that they were planted in churchyards to keep them away from the grazing animals, as most parts of the tree are poisonous. Yews were also regularly planted in lines to mark the property or parish boundaries. Before widespread literacy and the use of maps, distinctive trees were often planted so that these boundaries could be easily distinguished. As yew was one of the few native evergreen trees and was so long-lived, it was a popular choice as a boundary or a marker tree. A recent study found that it's possible to use the patterns of annual growth rings in yew both to date historical timber artefacts and to reconstruct past climates. The analysis of tree ring patterns is called dendrochronology, and it's an important technique in the study of climate change. Once a mature yew tree has established itself, it casts itself such a dense shade that virtually nothing will grow beneath it except for its own seedlings. The yew trees to your left have seeded out from the original boundary line and now form a stand of almost pure yew woodland further down the slope. To continue walking the nature trail, carry on along this track until you see post 29, which will be on your right-hand side.